So I'll start. I have a lot of stories. It's not good to say, but my mom's sitting right here, so I'm going to keep it pretty tame. And by tame, I mean still illegal. So I grew up in a small city-esque in north central Massachusetts. It's called Gardner. Gardner. Hey. Oh my God. Okay. Maybe someone, I can't see anything. I went to school in Providence, Rhode Island, and I had a great job at Famous Footwear that I needed to keep in Leominster, Massachusetts, because I worked 8 hours a week. Went to school, went back home on the weekends, worked my job. I also had a crazy boyfriend in Massachusetts, so that was worth it. So I took that route a lot. Providence, Gardner, Providence, Gardner. I knew it like the back of my hand. And there's this one stretch in Worcester where the speed limit, someone else knows, the speed limit drops precipitously, so you're always very careful there. Well, I get pulled over one time, and I'm thinking to myself, I grew up in Gardner, Mass, and we do something, you smoke weed and drive around, that's what you do. There's a movie theater in town, and there's a bowling alley, and that's about it. And otherwise, you're outside or you're driving around, totally illegal, smoking weed. And so my friend was sitting in the front seat. I'm driving, and she can't find anything to roll this joint. So I was like, just open up my glove box, find something. And so she does, and smoke this joint, whatever. I totally forget about it. I'm driving solo on my way home from Providence, and I get pulled over, and so I'm fine. I hand over my registration. The cop opens it up, unfolds it, and what's in there but a bunch of weed that my friend left there? And he looks at me like, "Are you fucking stupid?" And so he's like, "I gotta search your car." So I step out. I'm on the side of the highway in Worcester, and he's going through my car, and he's like, "What do you have in the car?" So I'm like, okay, well, clearly the weed. I've got this bowl. I also have some beers in my trunk. And he's like, "You're 21, relax, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine." And it's taken a while because I have a lot of stuff in my car. I'm always back and forth, right? So we get to talking, as we do. And he asked me, so where are you coming from? And it didn't seem like a difficult question. So I'm like, oh, I go to school in Providence, Rhode Island. Haha, let's make conversation. And he says, "So what do you go to school for?" And I said, hotel management. And he's like, "Oh, I went to school in Providence too." I said, "For criminal justice." And he's like, "Okay, that's enough." So I was, we're not friends. So I really thought he was going to tell me, like, "Okay, smash your bowl on the ground. I'm going to arrest you." And he's like, "Just grab your stuff, get in your car, like, just go to your sad job at Famous Footwear and please don't do this again." So I have to say, my hometown, Gardner, we got the first dispensary in the state of Massachusetts. Right? So it was right in between Friendly's and Bank of America. Back then, no lie, like the line, my mom can attest to this, the line literally like wrapped around the block. Like that's, it was a hopping place. And so at the time, I'm thinking like, oh, kids these days have it so easy, you know? So sorry, no natural end there, but just had to share that one. So thanks for having me.